line item for funding was the $24,670,000. And this slide provides the details of that money. I'm showing you all of the bond issues that were issued or refunded to pay for Eastlake High School. I've provided a subtotal of principal paid to 6/30/15 because that's as far as the finance department has confirmed. But for us, we're going to be setting the tax rates for 16/17. I have to evaluate what was paid in the current year and what we're thinking we're going to pay in the coming year, or it doesn't make any sense. So that's why those other lines are there. I've tried to make Roxanna happy by using the words, I'm not accounting. Estimated actuals, she likes that word. Projected. So you can see the total principal that will be paid all the way through 6/30 of 2017. We've allocated that principal payment to each of the CFDs. And I'm going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to issue bonds. And let's say I issue $100 million in bonds. And I'm going to build a school, and the school costs $95 million in proceeds to build the school. There's a $5 million difference. You could have a reserve fund that is used later. You could have cost of issuance. You could have refunded several times, so the cost of issuance looks kind of high. But the cost of issuance compared to the lower interest rate you paid was well worth the refunding. I looked at these bonds, the 1990 bonds, the long bond, 8%. 8%. Plus, for the first 4 years, we didn't even pay off any principal. That was the market then. So it was a good thing that you refunded. So this slide is just showing you principal paid, and the reason that I have to equate that to a percentage for each of the CFDs is so that I can take the cost of the school, and that's the money you actually spent building the school, and equate the number of dollars paid in by each of the CFDs to equate to a number of seats. We'll move on from that. It's a little bit difficult to understand. You can see that I've allocated the principal into the construction funds. And you can see that I've allocated interest earnings. And I want to speak for just a second, that bottom right-hand number. What does construction funds unpaid mean? That means those are construction funds you went and built a school with, but you still have debt outstanding. I haven't given any CFD credit, seat credit, for those funds because nobody's paid for them yet. Fair? Okay. So for this school, you have $2 million of outstanding debt. Now we're looking at new construction funding PAYGO. And this was easy, Roxanna did it. It just shows you the PAYGO money usage at Eastlake High School. And again, it's only through 6/30/15. Roxanna's working hard to get me actuals for the next fiscal year so that I can provide this to you on Monday. And she has already done all the allocations. This is my favorite slide. Okay.